感谢主。刚才唱最后一首歌的时候，我就想起我们在20年前跟阿文、安娜，我们刚开始我们的小组不久。
So we were singing our last song, and I remember the days that was 20 years ago when we first started our church with our group, Alvin and Anna.
那个时候 Dustin 好像是没有来，
他没出现。
There was no Dustin by then.
我就记得我们什么也没有。
I remember we didn't have anything.
阿文奉献了一套音响，买了200块钱。
Wow. So,
我们用 CD,
so we play using CDs. We worship with CDs.
那苏珊是带领敬拜。
Susan was leading the worship.
我们常常唱这首歌，最后呢，也是我唯一信众唯一的执着，
so,
唯一的科目。
So the song that, oh, yeah, Sunday school.
I forgot
much. Yeah, we always sing the last song that we just sang.
Miss, let me finish this part. It's going, it's going. 我还记得很清楚。
So I remember clearly.
那时候常常神迹奇事随着我们。
And this was all the signs of miracle.
有一个印度人来参加我们的聚会。
So there was an East Indian who came.
我们为他祷告，圣灵击倒在地上。
So we were praying for him, and he was struck down by the Holy Spirit.
后来他的腰病，他说他完全好了。
And he was healed from his back pain.
后来问他，他说他腰病完全好了。
And then we asked him later, and he said he was completely healed from his.
因为他的两个孩子在我们家的 daycare, 那时候是我们开一个 daycare.
So at that time, we have a daycare in our house, and then his two kids were in our daycare.
但是那时候真的是很可惜，就是我们需要来祷告，需要更多的人手。他怎么样呢？后来问他，我说你就来教会啊。后来他去了他印度人的庙，他说是一样的。
So at that time, because we don't have enough helpers in the church, so even though he was healed from his back pain, we asked him that maybe he should come to our church. And say, he said, no, it's okay, I can't just go to the temple because it's the same God.
所以他就去了他的 temple.
So he continued to go, went to his temple.
但是我们就是祷告说神啊，你要兴起，真的是一个 community, 一个属灵的家庭。
So at that time we're praying that God will rise up a community, a church for us.
那另外一次我还记得很清楚，我们请了非洲的一对老夫妻，退休的传教士来到我们的中间。
And I also remember we invited this retired couple from Africa to come.
你还记得 Godfrey 和 Betty 对吗？
有唱过，我记得唱过一首歌。
白头发。
对，白人是吧？
对对对对。
Yes. So, yeah, we still remember.
他们信心特别大。
So they have great faith.
他们在非洲的麻风病丛里面服侍了18年。
So they've been helping the leprosy people who with leprosy in Africa for more than 10 years.
但是我们小组有3个新来的人，他们要找工作。
So at that time, there are 2 or 3 new friends that were among our group, and then they wanted to, you know, find jobs.
我那时候信心蛮小的。
At that time, I didn't have that faith yet.
让老一辈的信心鼓励我。
However, the senior, they have greater faith than.
我们就让这对老夫妇为这三个要找工作的人祷告。
So we asked the old couple to pray for those 3 who are looking for jobs.
这对老夫妇他们祷告是这样，他说：“你们要什么工作？”
And this is how they pray. They ask him. They ask them, what kind of job do you guys want?"
那三个人，我记得有两个是学计算机的。
At that time, the 2 out of 3, they were in computer science.
我还记得他们的名字。
And I remember their
names. 你们如果碰到这几个人，你说王炳牧师还记得你们。
If you ever met them, you meet them, you can ask them. You know, tell them that Pastor Lee still remember them.
一个叫邵月。
So one of them is called 邵月。
一个叫吕波。
And the other one is 吕波。
一个叫王正武。
And the other one is 王正武。
结果呢，邵月和吕波就说：“他说我们能找到工作就好了，随便什么工作都行。”
So 邵月和王正武 said, "Okay, any job is good as long as we can have something to do."
结果这个高德夫人说：“不行，你们要说具体一点，你要找什么工作？”
But they said, "No, you have to say it clearly. Like, what kind of job do you guys want?"
那邵月就说：“我是学计算机的。” 那个苏吕波呢说，我也是学计算机的。
So so he said, okay, I mean, I study computer science, so as the other ones, and he also.
那我跟大家讲呢，今天我的题目就是你要认得你的权柄，生儿女的权柄。
So today my topic is on you have to recognize your authority as children of God.
他就给他祷告，好，神要给你们。你们的工作，喜欢的工作。
So that he started to pray, and then said, "God is going to give you what your heart desired for."
那是星期五的晚上。
That was Friday evening.
结果星期六呢，这个吕伯他就有一个 interview， 完了他就找到了他的工作。
So on Saturday they had the interview, and 吕伯 had the interview, and then they found the job.
结果呢，他就有点恍惚，不是，怎么是，好像做梦一样。
So he,
好，祝福，先祝福朱日雪。OK， 来第二句。
God bless Sunday school. Thank you.
OK， 那就他怎么呢？就说这个吕伯呢，他有点恍惚。
So this 吕伯 guy he felt was like kind of confused.
他说做梦一样。
Like in a dream.
他给他打电话，他说我要请你们吃饭。
And then he gave us a call. Said, "Okay, let me take you out for dinner."
为什么吃饭呢
？Why?
他说：“我虽然还没缓过神来，就现在要请你们吃饭，因为我找到了工作，第二天就找到了工作。
Okay, because even though I haven't realized it, but I already found a job, so I want to take you out for dinner or lunch.
我们就吃一顿了。
So we went to a restaurant.
结果那个吕伯呢，大概过了一个星期，他说他也找到工作了。
So about a week later, the other guy, 吕伯 also found his job.
少月
okay.
后来他说他的后来公司招聘的人告诉他有200个申请的人一打那个里面把他录取了
so and then later on the HR told him that over 200 applicants that time but he was the one that was hired
那个第三个王正武呢后来失去联系了我不知道
so the last guy 王正武 we lost in contact so we don't know
那我要给大家讲，就是我们的神是全能的神，爱我们的神。
So our God is a mighty God, is a God who loves us.
但是我们基督徒呢，好多时候忘记了我们的权柄。
But a lot of time as a Christian, we forgot our authority.
就像乾隆皇帝的儿子啊，我们看了一个电影，小燕子说，出去到外面，贼寇来了，他忘记他自己是王子了。
As if a prince or princess. Forgot about their identity. So if the thief came and attacked them, they got scared. They want to, you know, try to hide.
他要清楚地知道他是王子。
He needs to understand his identity as a prince.
哦，他给他爸乾隆皇帝打个电话。
He just need to call the emperor.
皇帝说：“你在哪里？”
So emperor said, "Where are you?"
哎呀，我在保定。
I am in 保定。
没有在温州。
So I'm not in 温州。
我知道，温州的那人只是给你做一做假的鞋穿一下，保定的人，对不起啊，对不对？
大家自己明白就行。
好。
OK。
立刻。保定的这个什么政什么局呀、啊、什么局的人带着兵就去了。
So at the emperor's order, you know, like the authorities from 保定 will come as soon as possible.
但是呢，他要明白他的权柄。
But he needs to understand his.
当他不明白他权柄的时候呢，他就吓得就像个鸡一样，对，到处藏老鼠一样。
So if he does not understand his identity, he will be scared. You know, like.Like a rat hiding.
我们要认得我们基督徒的权柄。
So we need to recognize our authority as a believer.
那我们先翻开圣经，约翰福音第一章12-13节，圣经讲了，神赐给了我们基督徒一个特别的权柄。
So we listen to the Bible, John chapter 1:12-13. So God says we have to know our authority.
他这里讲到呢，是方信耶稣的人呢。会有什么样的一个权柄呢？13节讲，这个人，12节放接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
So verse 12, it says, yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
做神的儿女是什么概念？
What does it mean to become children of God?
你做乾隆皇帝的儿女是什么概念？
Well, just imagine that you've been the children of Emperor 乾隆。
上帝是全宇宙的主宰。
So, God is the head of all the universe.
你是他的儿女。
You are his child.
这是什么概念？
Can you imagine that?
弟兄姐妹，我知道，我非常理解，我们是从一个无神论的背景过来的。
So, I understand, like, all of us come from, like, atheists, you know, like, we do not believe in God.
但是今天神把我们呼召到一起呢，让我们信心一起来成长。
But God has called us together so that we can grow in faith.
但是呢，你如果有个单纯的信心，你就有福了。
But if you have like a pure faith, you are blessed.
什么叫单纯的信心？
So what does it mean to have this like pure like?
就说乾隆皇帝的儿子，他什么也不知道，他就知道他是乾隆皇帝的儿子。
Just like you know the.
这就是单纯的信心。
Just like son of the emperor Qianlong, he doesn't know anything, but he knew his identity as being a child of this emperor. So that's.
所以我祷告。我们从无神论背景来的人呢，哎呀，我那时候就很辛苦，好多的问题啊，好多的这个那个，哎呀，走过头来一看，就是怎么讲呢，叫做庸人自扰啊。我不是说任何人，就是我自己觉得庸人自扰，就是因为好多我们过去的一种文化知识呢，把我们绕来绕去，绕来绕去，就是这个仇敌让你不知道你是上帝的儿女。
So, as I teach to those people who have no, you know, religious background, they think they are coming from an atheism background. It's just really hard. So, over the years, so I thought about this. It's a lot of time is just our own mindset kind of, you know, blocking or making us confused.
所以我希望每一个弟兄姐妹有这个单纯的信心。
So I hope all of us can.
认得你的权柄。
Can have this like pure innocent faith so that we know.We know that our identity.
就像我们那对老夫妻告诉他拜地祷告时，人虽然老了，但是信心非常的单纯。
So just like the old couple who pray, so even though they are older, but their faith is still like you know just like a child kind of faith.
事情就成了。
And things will be happening, like will be done.
我们今天都要经历这样的事情。
So we are all gonna experience similar things.
你希望你的家人信主吗？
Do you want your family to be saved?
你希望你的儿女能够得到上帝的帮助吗？在未来的日子。
Do you want your children to receive help from God in the coming days?
你知道他们要什么？
Do you know what they want?
他们的教会要看到什么？
What they want to see in the church?
前段时间我们一个牧者聚会，大部分是老的牧者，有一位年轻的牧者。
So, like a while ago, we had this like pastors meeting. Like most of us are like a senior pastor. So one of them is a younger pastor.
年轻的牧者，你从老的身上你要看到什么？
So as a young pastor, what do you expect to see from like older generation?
你们猜他说什么？
You know what did he say? Just guess what he said.
他就说我们要看到真实的东西。
He said we want to see real things, you know, things that are.
弟兄姐妹，现在讲理论的讲得很好，讲圣经好的太多了。
So, brothers and sisters, there are many, many good speakers out there, you know, who can talk about the Bible.
你现在你要真正要听一篇好的道，你不需要到这里来听王明讲。
So, if you want to listen to a good sermon, you don't have to come to church and listen to Wang Bing.
全世界最好的讲员，随手一点都出来。
All the good speakers, you know, at your finger clips, you can click, and then you can get.
那些人我觉得都比我讲的好得多。
All of those, you know, they speak much better than me.
所以你可以去听。
You can listen to them.
也很好，但是我们今天为什么在这里要聚会呢？
Then why are we still gathering here today?
聚会的目的，在希伯来书第四章讲的很清楚，就是彼此激励，要在信心里面来成长。
So, in Hebrew Chapter 4, it says clearly, so the reason why that we need to gather together is that we need to encourage each other and then grow in faith.
因为那个地方讲到呢，他说你的执事和你的信心不调和的时候呢，你不能进入安息，不能进入应许之地。
Because in Hebrew it says, if your knowledge do not, you know, blend well with your faith, you will not be able to enter into a rest.
那里讲到以色列人四十年为什么倒闭在旷野，因为他们听到的道和他们的信心不匹配。
So, it talked about why for 40 years the Israelites would not be able to enter into a rest because what they heard was not in accordance with their faith.
所以我们今天听道很重要，更重要的是要转化成我们的信心。
So today it's important to listen to the word, but the more important thing is we need to put things into action.
那信心真正活出来的时候，就在我们的行动上看得出来。
So when the faith is manifested, it's usually manifested through our actions.
你读过乾隆皇帝的一枪崩壮记，那很好，你了解乾隆皇帝。
So if you read 1,000 books on Emperor Qianlong, that's good, you know about him.
但是呢，你对他没有信心，他也不认得你，毫无益处。
But if you do not have faith in him and he doesn't know you, there's no use.
所以圣经里讲得很清楚，我们的这个信心是一个活泼的信心，我们跟神建立了一个关系，这个关系就是他是我们的父，我们是他的儿女。
But the Bible says we have this living relationship with him. He is our father and we are his children.
儿女不一定要读父亲的传记读那么多。
As children we might not necessarily need to, you know, read all the things about our father.
当然有传记读一下也挺好。
Of course if there are books about our father.
但是更重要的是我们有第一手的资料来认识他。
But the more important thing, we have this first-handed material so that we can get to know him.
我们是真正的认识他。
We are truly knowing him.
这种真正的认识是在一个关系里。
So by knowing him is through our relationship with him.
那首先第一步呢，我们就是要有一个信心。
So the first important step is to have faith.
因为我们特别是我们是外邦人啊，是好像圣经里面有一个词呢，就是说是嫁接到。野橄榄树嫁接到橄榄树上面的，野枝子嫁到那个，是有一个过程，一个嫁接的一个过程。
So especially we as a Gentiles, so the Bible says we are as if a branch that is being crafted to the original olive tree.
也是就是我们以前不是信神的一个国度的人，来到这个神的国度呢，好像是被收养的孩子。
So just as a nation who did not really know about God, so we've been adopted into his kingdom, as if we are children that have been adopted.
其实我觉得用收养这个词呢，其实是我的信心小。其实应该就是这里讲的呢，十三节是从哪里来的？从神生的。
Okay.
我要悔改，我要悔改，不是要悔改。我们是生出来的亲生儿子，不是收养的。
So by saying adopted, that means that I'm still have a very small faith, so I need to repent. So we should be like what is said here, we are being born of God.
因为圣经里面讲，你信，按照你的信来成就。
So because the Bible says, if you believe, that you will be done according to your faith.
但是呢，圣经里面确实也讲到，我们这个思想呢，心意变化更新是有一个过程。
But the Bible also talks about, you know, how our mindset should be changed. You know, it takes time.
所以这个过程里面呢，我们就要彼此来鼓励。
So during this time, you know, when you develop your new mindset, we need to encourage each other.
所以圣经里面讲呢，我们不要停止聚会，一定要聚会。
So that's why the Bible says continue to be, you know, like get together and to worship God. You know, do not stop going to a church.
这里我要提醒大家一下。你如果来到教会呢，哪个弟兄姐妹冒犯了你，
so,
你怎么办？
So I just want to remind you, like if you come to a church, if some brother or sister offended you, like what do you do? Like what are you going to do?
哎，你非常重要的要知道今天的一个分辨，谁冒犯你呢？你回家就知道那是撒旦要让你离开教会。Okay.
So listen to this. If you someone offended you, then you know when you go home, you know that you know Satan is you know tempting you, trying to get you out of the church.
你不要上他的当。
Do not you know fall into his deceit.
而且冒犯你的那个人很可能是在你生命里面非常重要的一个人。
And then the person who offended you are usually the person that is very important in your life.
弟兄姐妹，我问你一下，谁冒犯你最多？
So brother. my sister, let me ask you, who offended you the most?
结过婚的人谁冒犯你最多
Those who are married, who offended you the most?
因为那个人是你生命中最重要的人，对不对？
Because that person is the most important person in your life, right?
那我们有一个仇敌叫撒旦，他常常挑拨一些事情，就是要破坏你的关系。
So we have this enemy, his name is called Satan. He's the one, you know, trying to mess up.
所以以后教会里面哪个人冒犯你的时候，你就怎么做
？So what happens if someone offended you in the church?
我从一个老牧师学的。哈利路亚，仇敌你失算了。
This is what I learned from a senior pastor. He said, "Hallelujah, that, you know, like Satan, you are, you know, defeated."
我天天要来教会。
And I will continue to go to church.
我天天要跟那个人要做好朋友。
And I will continue to be friend with that person.
那撒旦会怎么做
？So what will Satan do?
他觉得很无趣。他就觉得非常无趣。
And he will say, "Oh, it's kind of, you know, not fun."
因为他一攻击你，你比他更厉害。
Because every time he tries to attack you, you are stronger than him.
因为你要用你的枪柄。
Because you are going to use your authority.
宣告我是神的儿女。
To proclaim God, I am the child of God.
教会是神的家。
And then the church is the house of God.
这是我的弟兄姐妹。
This is my brother and my sister.
这是我的家里的人。
This is my family member.
我要认得我的权柄。
I need to recognize my authority.
我要认得我的产业。
I need to recognize my inheritance.
我们讲到神儿女的权柄呢，有三个方面。
So when we talk about in authority of children, there are three different aspects. 第一个方面
呢，神的儿子，谁的儿子像谁嘛，对不对
？So first of all, you know, like you look like who you were born, you look like your father.
所以呢，第一个就是心腺，我们继承神的心腺，继承耶稣的心腺。
So first thing is that we have his image.
所以借着圣灵呢，我们就越来越像主耶稣。
So by the help of our Holy Spirit, we will be more and more like Jesus.
我们有从神而来的爱，从神而来的信心，从神而来的怜悯，从神而来的那个健康。
So we have, you know, the love, the mercy, the health, the authority from God.
感谢主，神就会把这些赐给我。
And praise God, and God will continue to give us this. We need to believe in that.
那第二点呢，就是从神而来的产业。
The second thing is the inheritance from God.
产业是什么呢？地上有产业，天上也有产业。
What is inheritance? You have inheritance on earth. You also have inheritance.
圣经里面讲，你来先求他的国和他的义，其他你需用的一切都要加给你。
Bible says, seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, and everything else will be added unto you.
弟兄姐妹，你要来经历。
So brother and sister, you need to come.
如果你有一些教会常常说你要贫穷就属灵呢，这个是有问题的。
Say again.
贫穷就更属灵。
Oh, okay. if some church tell you that, you know, if you are poor, then you are more spiritual, then you know you need to.
或者说你属灵就更贫穷。也是有问题的。
If they say that, if you are spiritual, then you'll be poor, and then you know that is like.
当然是说你属灵爱主就一定成为百万富翁、千万富翁，也是有问题的。
And then vice versa, if they say if you are spiritual, then you'll be a millionaire.
但是一定要认得我们属灵的儿女的权柄。
However, we need to recognize our children as our identity as children of God.
就是先求他的国和义，你需用的一切都要加给你，一切。
That is to seek His kingdom and His righteousness, righteousness first, and everything.
那今天我不集中在讲这个心腺和产业这个地方，我要讲第三点。
So today we are not going to focus on the image and the inheritance. I'm going to focus on the last part, the third part.
第三个呢，叫做权柄、权势。
So,
大家听说过权势这个词吗？
So it's about authority. So you have heard about authority, right?
我们中国人把这个权势这个词听起来有点负面。
So this word authority sounds kind of, you know, negative.
那其实权势就是权势，没有什么正面和负面的问题。我们中国人好多世代把权势滥用了，所以听起来有点负面。
So actually, this is a very neutral word. There's no, you know, the good or bad to this word. But as Chinese, because we kind of misuse our authority in the past, so we think about this with a negative kind of sense.
那有权有势，这是一个社会里面 这个正常的一个想象，有的人他就是有权有势。
So you have authority, like this is kind of like a natural phenomenon in a society. You know, for some people, they have authorities.
伊隆马斯克最近提出来，他说那个什么什么的工资发不出来，他说他给他全发，但他有钱，对不对？他要发不是一个坏事情嘛，对不对？但是呢，就是这个国会不同意他发，这个民主党啊不同意他发，因为民主党的保守党要增长嘛。
So lately, Elon Musk said that he's going to pay some parties wages, because he has the money and the authority to, I mean, money and power to pay. But because the liberals and the not liberal, the Republican and the liberal
Democrats.
They,
但是，当我们这个权势如果是一个正常的、健康的权势的时候，用出来就是很好的，造就一切。
But if we know our authority and use it in the right way, it will be good.
就要生长生的公义、怜悯、信实。
It will manifest God's righteousness and His and His
mercy.
Authority and mercy. Yes.
而且他的慈爱。
And His mercy.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那所以呢，就是说。这个权势在一个健康的国家呢，它就有健康的运用。
So power and authority in a healthy environment, it will be used in the right way.
在过去一些基督教为主的国家，你看大家可能听说过一些大学，哈佛大学，对吧？哈佛大学很有名，哈佛大学的创始人哈佛是个什么人？
So in those nations who are believing nations, like for example the University of Harvard, you know that the founder of Harvard.
他是一个牧师。
He's actually a pastor.
他就是有这个教育的这种理念。
He has this education.
Vision of education.
He has this vision for education.
所以他就呼召人，对吧？啊，不知道，我没有仔细做调查。他是个有钱的人呢，他方正把这些东西就给搞起来了。这就是他用了他的权，用了他的势。
So I didn't learn about that, but he just basically he used his money and his power. He founded this university. So meaning that he used his authority in the right way, you know, to establish something good for the kingdom.
一个正当的权势就带来一个使命感。这个使命感里面呢，有资源、能力这些所有的东西都。
So when you use your authority in the right way, it comes with resources, it comes with power, and then you will be able to use all of them into the right position.
那我们基督徒的这个权势呢？当生儿女的这样一个权势呢？你想象一下，你是一个乾隆皇帝的一个很好的一个太子，你不是那个很坏的啊，就到看到哪里社会上有不公啊那些东西，你就想做点事情。
So just imagine that you are the prince of Emperor Temple as not the good ones, not the bad ones. Like when you see something, you know, bad in the society and then you want to do something about it.
你就来用你的这个，你就用出你的这个权柄来。
So you will use your authority.
但是当你不用的不剩的你的权柄的时候呢？
But if you do not know your authority,
你就，啊，老说哎，我没有啊。
And you say, oh, I don't have it.
我没有啊。
I don't have it.
你有。
Indeed, you do.
你有。
You do.
因为你是神的儿女。
Because you are a child of God.
这里有很多的故事，我就不用讲，等一会我讲我一个见证。
There are many stories to tell, but later on I'm going to tell you.
那我们先看看圣经讲到这个权势啊。我们怎么样来用这样一个权势？约翰福音十四章十二到十四节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14:12-14 about the authority of God.
我们今天这个神呢，给我们这样一个权柄权势呢，要释放很多人得自由。你知道，现在我们的儿女啊，好多外面的人是受魔鬼的压制的。
So God gave us this authority so that we can, you know, set people free from their bondages.You know, including our children and a lot of people out there, they are under this, you know, Satan's bondage.
你知道我们华人社区里面好多人的孩子现在有好多是同性恋。 人甚至结婚了，但是我们华人就是爱面子，他不告诉其他的人。
So you know, in
the, 我说的不是假话。
So in our Chinese community, there are actually a lot of our children. They were homosexual. They actually got married as well. But because Chinese, we want to protect our faith, we don't want to share about this kind of thing.
那中国人的父母呢？他知道很难过，但是怎么办？
As Chinese parents, they're sad and depressed. They don't know what to do.
我们基督徒要用主给我们的这样一个权柄，这样一个权势呢，要释放他们的自由。
But God gave us this authority, so we need to use our authority of children of God to release them.
那这里呢，讲到什么？就是说十二节，讲到我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
So 12 it says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father.
你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
You may ask of me, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
这里讲到我实实在在的告诉你。
It says truly, I tell you.
主耶稣说实实在在的告诉你吗？
So when Jesus said truly, I will tell you.
没有别的意思。
It doesn't mean any other things.
就是实实在在。
It just means that he gonna tell you.
实实在在的告诉你，我说这做的事，信我的人都要做。
So truly, I tell you, whatever I do, you will be doing as well.
主耶稣在来到地上做什么？
What did Jesus do?
一病赶鬼，讲道，死人复活，大麻风得洁净。
So he healed the sick, he performed miracles, and he yeah.
受压制的得自由。
Those who are depressed was released.
这是他做的。
That's what he did.
但是他做的，我们都要怎么样？
都要做。So whatever he did, we are also gonna do it.
所以你告诉旁边的那个，主耶稣做的事你要做。
So tell the neighbors whatever Jesus did, you are also gonna do it.
你说主耶稣实实在在的告诉你。
So truly Jesus has told you that, right?
他做的事你也要做。
Whatever he did, you will also do it.
你信吗？
Do you believe it?
要信。
You have to believe.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 这是主的话，不是我的话啊。
This is what Jesus said.
他说，无论你求什么，神都要给你成就。
No matter what you ask for, God will do it.
当然，有的人说，哎，我求了什么也成就。
And then you may say, oh, I did ask, but nothing happened.
那我们今天不能讲整本圣经，要读这句话，十五节。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
But we are not going to talk about the whole Bible. We're going to focus on 15. It says, "If you love me, you will obey what I commanded."
所以我们作为神的儿女呢，有一个成长的过程。
So as children of God, yeah, it's a growing.
我们越来越求的东西，就是按照神的心意在求。
So the things we are going to ask for will be we are asking.
你就发现求的东西都要成就。
According to God, and whatever you ask will be done.
在孩子的时候，当然就天天要糖吃，父母他不给。
So as children, you may ask, you know, like candies, right? And your parent might not give that to you.
但是呢，当你心智成熟的时候，你明白父神的心意的时候呢，你要什么他都成就。
But as you mature, and then whatever you ask according to God, and He will give that to you.
因为你明白他的心意。
Because you know His heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们再看看这个《以弗所书》第二章五到七节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2:5-7.
啊，这里讲到什么呢？就是说，我特别的这个第五节啊，当我们是在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，他又叫我们与基督也是一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
So verse 5 to 7 made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
这里说呢，我们与基督耶稣怎么样一同活过来了没有？现在人都活过来。
It says we have been raised up with Christ Jesus.
但是我们原来是死在过犯中。
So even though we were dead in our transgressions.
这里讲的我们的灵啊，灵是死的。
So it's about our spirit. Our spirit was dead.
今天我们活过来。
But now we rise up again.
告诉你旁边的人说，你和耶稣基督一起活过来了。
Tell the person next to you that you rise up with Christ Jesus.
他也叫我们。他也叫我们与基督耶稣一同怎么一同复活，坐在天上。你今天是坐在哪里
？Where are you sitting right now？
你是坐在天上。
You are seated in heaven。
这个天上的概念我已经讲过好多次。这个天上呢，不是一个地理位置的概念，是神的权柄所到之处，那就是天国。
So I talked about heavenly realm many times. So heavenly realm is not a geographic location. It's like when you are in the spirit.
天堂和这个看得见的世界只有一张纸。
So between heaven and the real world is just a thin layer of paper.
要我要鼓励大家呢，多听一些这个很好的见证。鼓励大家，你如果能听懂英文的话呢，你听这个 Sid Roth 这个节目。
So if you understand.If you're able to understand English, then I encourage you to watch Sid Roth.
他是一个犹太人，已经这个节目有30年，专门采访一些超自然的事情发生。
So Sid Roth has been around for more than 30 years. It's a talk show that talks about supernatural things. The guy Sid Roth is a Jewish.
昨天我看他一个节目，就是讲到两个母女俩。传道人的家庭，就是神怎么样加给他们信心，因为神让他们看见派给他们的天使在他们的旁边，一直在旁边。
So yesterday I was watching the show. It's about a mom and a daughter. They saw like angels around them.
因为他们有一段时间传福音，这个丈夫也是牧师啊，就是这个。但是呢，因为在我也不知道在哪里传福音，我不知道，就是受到很多的骚扰，好多人威胁他，他们真的震动了地狱，好多人来威胁他，甚至要掏他的家，那孩子就很害怕呀，对不对呀
？So the sister's husband is also a pastor. So at the time they were like preaching the gospel. I'm not sure the exact location, but they had a lot of persecution.And they are shaking, the.
Gates of hell.
He's shaking the hell, the gates of hell. So that's why there's a lot of transgression against them. No, sorry, there's a lot of attack.
你想孩子出去上学，都常常会担心啊，会有什么事情发生
？So if the child when she goes to school and she got scared because she was being attacked.
最后出现这个孩子，女孩子显现说：“这是我才拜的你的天使，很大，很高大。
”So,
完了，他是保护你的。
So God revealed this little girl, He showed her a giant angel, and then told her that this is an angel I assigned for you.
从此以后，他一点都不怕。
So ever since that, she was never afraid again.
他知道任何一个来搞他的人。
She knows that anyone who tried to come to her,
在神的面前都算不了什么。
So it will count as nothing.
我们要相信，即使我们每一个人都有天使在我们的旁边。
We need to believe all of us have angels around us.
你要相信。
You need to believe that.
因为圣经上讲，天使是复义的灵，神才派来帮助我们。
Because Bible says, angels are serving angels, they are servants, assigned by God to help us.
当然有一些人能看见，借着接下来帮助我们， 建立信心也很好。
So and using this kind of example to encourage us, that's good.
有一次我们有一个星期天聚会，多年前请了一些穆斯林，后来成为基督徒的，来就跟我们讲道啊什么。哎，有一个弟兄呢，他就跟我们一起祷告，会讲祷告。我们那时候也会讲祷告。
So many years ago, we invited some Muslim converts to come to church. At that time, we pray before our meeting every Sunday. So this brother.
他祷告完，他说我看到六个天使和我们在这里。
This brother said that, you know, after the prayer, he said that I saw six angels among us.
他回头一数，我们当时有六个人。
So when we turn around.We are exactly six of us.
每一个人有一个天使。
Every one of us has an angel.
所以弟兄姐妹，你去哪里，神都有天使差派见证。这是圣经上讲的，不是我讲的。
So no matter where you go, there will be an angel assigned to you. This is written by God, not by me.
所以信的人呢，今天和基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So those who believe you are arise with Christ Jesus, you are seated with Him in the heavenly realm.
你有这样一个权柄，要怎么样呢？要把神极丰富的恩典显明给后来的世代看。
So, you are going to, you know, reveal this incomparable riches, to the coming ages.
要显明给后来的世代看。
It's going to
这就是我们像今天做的要传福音。
It's going to be revealed to the coming ages. So this is what we are going to do. We're going to, you know.Preach the gospel.
那早期的时候呢？早期的使徒在《使徒行传》里面啊，就是我们看到呢，当彼得那时候圣灵充满的时候呢，那人的病就好了，结果5000人的信主。
So in the early days, in Book of Acts, so for example, when Peter's pray and people got healed, and 5,000 peoplebecame believers.
那时候人发现呢，说这些人。为什么神迹奇随着他们呢？他们是没有学问的小民，但是呢，他们跟过耶稣。
So they will wonder like this group of people, even though they are not learned, and yet they have this power. So because they followed Jesus.
那是5000人的信徒。
So at that time, 5,000 people become.
今天呢，我们教会。我刚才讲的年轻人都说没看到真的东西。
So in our church, as I said earlier, as the young people, they want to see the real things.
他们要看到真的东西。
They want to see the real things.
太多假的东西了。
Because there are so many, you know, fake stuff.
那今天呢，神给我们的应许呢，我们要知道，就是说，当我们信的时候，神的启示就会随着我们。
So the promise of God today is that when we believe, God is going to give us all the miracles.
那你刚才说，哎呦，彼得是彼得，那是使徒。
And you might say, oh, that's Peter. He's an apostle.
或者说那是写在圣经里面的一个故事。
Or you say, oh, this is just something written in the Bible.
No.
No.
写得很清楚，就是说信我的人怎么样？
What do you say? Like those who believe.
是不是说只有使徒可以做那样的事情？
Did it say only the apostle can do things?
信我的人叫做比我更大的事。
But it says that those who believe will do even greater things.
我实实在在的告诉你。
Truly I tell you that.
这是谁讲的？
Who said that?
是不是王炳讲的？这是耶稣讲的。
It's Jesus said that.
你信耶稣，信耶稣。
You believe in Jesus.
信耶稣。
You need to believe in Jesus.
那有的人就说：“哎呦，这是使徒，这是那样子。”那我是一个很普通的信徒。
And you may say, "Oh, those are just apostles. I'm just ordinary, you know, believers."
神的应许是给每一个信他的人。
But God's promise is for everyone who trusts in Him.
当然，就是说长老啊，这些使徒呢，信心大一些。
Of course, maybe the elders and the apostle had a greater faith.
当然，每一个人的信心都在成长。
But all of us, we are growing.
神要让你和我的信心也要长大。
God wants our faith, you and I, to grow.
好，我们再读最后一节经文，雅各书第五章十三到十八节。
Let's turn to our last verse of the day in the book of Jacob.
这里讲到长老的性情，也讲到每一个人的性情。
Jacob chapter 5:13-18.
James.
James. Okay.
这里讲到呢，就是说，是从这个十三节开始吧。OK， 你们中间有受苦的呢，他就来祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就来歌颂。
If any one of you in trouble, you should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise.
你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他们来祷告。
Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
出于信心的祷告要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪也必蒙赦免。
And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will rise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven.
下一节，下面也读一下，读到十八节。那所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Therefore confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective.
以利亚用是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years.
他又祷告，天就下雨。地也出了土产。
Again, he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
以利亚是旧约里面的一个大先知。
So Elijah is a man from the Old Testament, a prophet.
以利亚是圣经里面第二个人没有死就被神借走的。
So Elijah is the second person mentioned in the Bible that did not experience death.
我们中医里面也讲到一些人没有死啊，就是中医的《黄帝内经》里面讲，上古有真人是不死的。
So in the Chinese herbal medicine books, they also mention about people do not experience death.
感谢主，虽然中国人的这个历史呢，远远的他们记得神曾经有几个人没死。
So praise God in Chinese health history, it did record some people who did not experience death. It was taken up, you know, by God.
那这里讲到呢，以利亚是与我们怎么样？一样性情的人。
It says Elijah is just like a man like us.
什么是一样性情啊
？What does it mean to be, you know, just like us?
以利亚有软弱过，记得没有？你如果读以利亚的，他也是很软弱。神啊，你让我取走我的性命吧，我不行啊。
So because Elijah was just as weak as us, remember the story that when Elijah was, you know, crying out to God, God, take my life.
哎呦，我不像我的列祖啊！我的列祖信心很大，我信心很小啊。
I'm not like you know the older generations, our ancestors. They have greater faith, but I do not.
我们也是跟他一样信心的人。
We are also men like that, like him.
你有没有祷告过说主啊，我信心很小啊
？Have you ever prayed like that? You know, oh God, help me with my faith.
祷告过的举手。我还以为只有我一个人祷告，看来大家都是跟以利亚一样性情的人了。
Because all of us are just Elijah.
也就是我们可以和做跟以利亚一样的事情，对不对
？Meaning we can do the same thing as Elijah did.
这是圣经讲的，对不对？是跟以利亚一样性情的人。
That's what the Bible says. We are the same, just like Elijah.
他的祷告有那样大的能力。
And yet his prayer has such power.
那里讲到就是要教会的长老来，为什么要长老来？刚才我讲了，有的人信心大一些。
Earlier it says you need to invite the elders of the church to anoint you. Like why? Because as I said earlier, you know some people have greater faith in the church.
所以呢，你们我们中间谁有这个病的话呢，就找 David。David 的头发最白，哈哈哈哈哈，叫 David。
So any
anyway,
If anyone who has sick, go ask David to pray for you because he has gray hair.
Dustin 也算了，头发剃光了，你看，看不出来。就是长老呢，就是在属灵的道路上走的时间比较长一些，就这个意思。
So meaning like elder means someone who has walked, you know, further down the road.
我也算个长老。
I am also an elder.
那长老呢，就是吃的苦多一点。
So elders are the one who have, you know, experienced more bitterness.
那你说这个长老跟我初信的有什么区别呢？
So what's the difference between an elder and the new converts?
在属灵的权柄上面是没有区别。
So, spiritual authority wise, it's the same.
都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
但是呢，他的经历方面是有区别。
But the difference is our, you know, experience with God.
神给他的托付是有区别。
And what thing, you know, things that are given to him from God is also different.
啊，神常常用这个羊群来比喻，比喻一个教会，神的家。
So Jesus used this parable of a sheep, you know, sheep and shepherds.
我们做牧者的呢，或者长老呢，就像那个领头的羊。
So as a leader of church, we are like the sheep that is leading the herd.
我们并不是领袖。
We are not the leader.
领袖是主耶稣。
The leader is Christ Jesus.
我们是仆人，我们是羊，都是羊。
We are servants. We are also a sheep.
大家问问你的领头羊和其他羊的区别在哪里？
So what's the difference between, you know, the leading sheep and then the other sheep?
我今天问错人了，我们说的是城里长大的和企业家什么的，搞错了。我是放羊放过羊的出身，
so、
放过一点点。
So I used to, you know, shepherd sheep before.
领头羊呢，就是。他有一个，就是那个羊群嘛，跟着领头羊，大部分人跟着领头羊，他看不见牧人，但领头羊呢看着牧人。
So the only difference is, you know, most of the sheep they do not see the shepherd, but the leading sheep he saw shepherd and then he's going after the shepherd.
那好多羊群呢，大的小的他根本就看不见，一起大群，对不对？他就是跟着羊群哗啦哗啦走，
so,
但是他那个领头的他要看着这个。看着这个牧人。
So the rest of the herd, like they don't see exactly, so they just follow. So the.
所以呢，教会的长老啊，叫牧者，我们祷告有很多的祷告。
So as a leader of the church, you know, we need to pray a lot more.
我们不能在这里瞎讲。
不
要祷告。
We cannot, you know, just say whatever we want to say here. We need to pray.
这是第一点。
That's the first.
他要常常看着。
First thing,
看着这个牧人。
So he needs to focus his eyes on the shepherd.
第二点呢，就是什么呢？领头羊啊，吃棍子比较多。
So the second difference is, you know, the leading sheep usually hit by the rock the most.
你知道那个牧羊人的手里都拿一个杖，那个摩西手里有个杖，为什么说有个杖呢？他是牧羊人嘛，摩西是个牧羊人。
So, you know, the shepherd has this, you know, rod on his hand, right? Just like Moses has a rod on his hand because he's a shepherd.
他那个拿来做什么呢？
So what does the rod do?
做两件事情。
So two things.
一个就是打领头羊，一个就是打狼。
So either to hit the, you know, the leading sheep or hit the enemy, yeah.
所以呢，当主在教训这个长老的时候，不要把他当成狼。有没有大家说哦，他是狼，所以说教训他？等等，他是领头羊。
So when God is, you know, discipline. When God is trying to discipline the leading sheep, you know, just don't mistake him as the wolf, because he is the leading leader.
这个话题我们现在不讲。其实教会里面好多时候呢。领头羊被打了，好多结果教会的人他是撒旦派来的，就把他解决了，干脆这也不对的啊，不对的。
But we are not going to go into detail because a lot of times when you know God is disciplined the you know the leading sheep and a lot of people think oh that must be the Satan you know the wolf, so.
所以那边领头羊呢，就是说先被为什么？因为神要保护羊群嘛。领头羊如果一走偏的话，别的人都跟着他走偏。
So because all the other sheep is following this leading sheep, so if he misguided, like if he goes sideways, then a lot of them will misguided as well. So that's why God needs to discipline.
所以这个牧羊人的杖呢，就先要领到这个这个
So that's why the rod will come, you know, first on the leading sheep.
所以我们带领头发白的是我的盔斗，是我的辫子，是我的棍子多。
So those who white, you know, silver, you know, hair, the gray hairs, you know, you have experienced more of that in the past.
我也是吃过很多棍子。
Same as me, I have a lot of that discipline.
还有什么领头羊？还有什么？还有什么好处？
So as a leading sheep, what are the benefits?
我们刚才讲到领头羊被打，但是狼来了的时候呢，牧人保护的第一个也是领头羊。
So as I said, you know, when a wolf comes, the first to protect, you know, like is the leading sheep. You know, God will protect.
因为他离他最近啊。
Because
他讲到的道理，对不对？
Because it's simple. Because he is closer to God.
所以我们呢就常常祷告说我们要跟主耶稣亲近嘛，对吧？
So we need to pray.
但是大家也都会成为领头羊，神希望所有的人都成为领头羊。
But of course God wants all of us to become this.
因为我们有很多的需要，对吧？
Because there are many needs
among. 你可以在小组里面领头，不同的地方都要领头。
You can be a leader in the cell group. You can be a leader in many other aspects as well.
领头羊有很多的好处的，这是第一个受到保护。
So there are many benefits to be the leading sheep because you will be protected.
还有呢？
What else?
如果牧人发现这个青草地的时候呢，第一个吃好草的是谁？领头羊。
So if the shepherd finds this green pasture, so the first to eat from the green pasture will be this leading.
所以鼓励大家呢，起来带领到哪里？你开小组。你今天要开教会，我给保罗的是要开教会，就是我有当中开教会，我们才派你，真的不开玩笑，不开玩笑，因为我们做的这个是合乎圣经的啊。我们又说是现在教会有各种做法，我们做的都要合乎圣经。圣经上讲呢，两三个人奉主的名聚会，圣就在哪里。那我们可以各种名义来开，只要把福音传出去就好。哈利路亚。
So we want to encourage all of you to become the leader. You can be a leader in our cell groups. If you want to start a church, hallelujah, we're going to commission you. We're going to do everything according to what the Bible says.
所以有好草你先吃。
So if you, there's a green pasture, you will be the first one to enjoy.
神有什么祝福先领到你。
Whatever blessing will come to you first.
但是也要记住啊，神的棍子也会先领到你。
But you have to also remember God's rod is also going to come.
做好准备。但是呢，他是广教。
But it's a discipline.
早管教比晚管教要好。
It's better to be disciplined earlier than later.
还有一个好处，你知道吗？喝水的时候啊，带到那个水地里面。
Also,
哎呀，清水啊，喝，领头羊第一个喝清水。
And also, if pastor, sorry, if shepherd finds a good clean water, you will be the first one to drink from it.
你说最后的那个呢？别的那个羊呢，就能梯子就把水就浇红了，就是变成那个泥水了。那好多就喝泥水呗，那领头羊就喝清水。
So one of the sheep will drink the muddy water, but as a leadership, you will be drinking the clean water.
所以当你带领教会，你在帮助别人起带领作用的时候，你就来亲近主的时候呢，眼睛盯着主，主说什么？清心的人有福了，你要得见神，你看到的是神，他是清的。那别的人来说，哎呦，那个牧师这样讲，那个人这样讲，安娜这样讲，那个这样讲，都红了。
So if you're leading, you are praying and ask God, and everything you see is gonna be clear. You know, like those people that are not on this leadership position, they may see a lot of things. They see a lot of faults. They see a lot of muddy things, cloudy things.
那这个比喻呢，就是要鼓励大家呢，在信心上要去服侍主。当我们去服侍主、亲近主的时候呢，神是信实的，他的你就可以用出他的权柄。
So, this parable just to encourage you to, you know, to exercise your authority, to use your authority to serve Him.
今天我们特别的要讲的就是神给我们这个权柄、这个权势啊，就是我们能够。用这个权柄呢，就是说我们得到神给我们的产业，能够帮助我们周围的人，释放他们得自由，他们真的从撒旦的国度要归到神的国度。
So today we talk about this all power and authority from God, so that we can use it in order to help others among us.
我们要用这个权柄。
We need to exercise it.
哈利路亚，我要做一个见证。
Hallelujah, I want to give you this testimony.
本来我请那个温蒂姐妹呢，来今天来做见证，结果她的公公，好像生病住院，也是仇敌的攻击，要为她来祷。她有非常好的见证，就是祷告得垂听。
Earlier, I invited Wendy to come to share about today. Her father-in-law got sick, so it's probably an attack from the Satan, but she has very good testimony to tell.
那今天呢，我就从一个长老的角度做一个见证，最近一个见证。
So I want to share this perspective. I mean, from the elder's perspective, that's something that happened recently.
很幽默的一件事情。
It's a funny thing.
前一段时间呢，就是我们迷失的房子呢，就找房客，找了很长时间，好不容易找到一个房客，我就高高兴兴给他去 service center 坐在那个 food court 给他签约。
So we are looking for a tenant in our property in Hope. So we've been looking for a good tenant for a long time. So eventually we found one, and then we were in the service center, you know, the food court, trying to sign the contract.
我要讲讲，就是这件事情呢，是在提醒你要用你的权柄。
So what I want to tell is that God is reminding me to use my authority.
签约签完了以后呢，就聊两句。他说：“我听说你是牧师，是不是？因为师母告诉他我是牧师。”我说：“是。”
So after we signed the contract, and then he asked, "Oh, are you the pastor?" So I heard from Susan that you are the pastor. I said yes.
他说：“我有一件极其困难的事情，能不能为我祷告？”
I said, "I have this, you know, like very difficult thing. Would you be able to pray for me?"
我说：“可以。”
I said, "Of course."
我也不好意思问他是什么事情，其实是见了第一面，而且房客。有时候我们新的房客，我们说话都要很小心。
So I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't ask because it's just our first encounter. So as a landlord, I don't ask a lot of things from our tenant.
我就很客气的说，我说你如果告诉我也行，什么事情不告诉我也行，反正我们就祷告。
I said, okay, you can tell me, or you can, you know, not disclose that to me. We can just pray.
他不告诉我是具体的什么事情。
So the person did not want to disclose whatever.
那我就说我们祷告。
And then I said, okay, let's just pray.
祷告的时候，我就按手为他祷告，他哭得稀里哗啦，稀里哗啦。
So I lay hands on this person.
保罗那么高的一个黑人，大小伙子。
So I lay hands on him. He was tall, like Paul, a African, like a black guy.
哎呀，我就觉得很尴尬，因为周围的 foot call 的好多人。
And then he was crying. And I was feeling very awkward because there's a lot of people in the food court.
祷告完了以后起来，他坐在那里，坐在那个行库，继续哭。哎呀，我是更尴尬了。
After we finished praying, and he continued to cry, you know, and I felt very awkward.
我说我开玩笑，我说作为我看看警察的话，可能说把我逮捕了，怎么搞的这个人，又是这个人。
And I said, oh, if the police was here, and then they might think I abused this guy or something.
好了，完了以后我就很客气的说，我现在是你的兰德了，你是我的太太，我希望我以后有更多的交流。你有什么事情，既然你也知道我们，我是牧师，你也是一个弟兄，我们就彼此代祷，好不好？
And I said, okay, now I'm a land. 没有声音了吗？So I'm the landlord, and then you are the tenant, and then you know that I'm a pastor, you are also a brother. Let's just pray for each other.
长话短说，后来快到他搬进来的时候，定金也下了，什么搬进来的时候呢？他说他不租了。
So after he moved in and then paid the deposit, and then he said,
at the time,
oh,
he was going to move in.
Okay, so after he paid the deposit, and then he said, okay, I'm not going to move in.
这一段我让师母来做见证，师母常常说你现在是老了还是怎么，说的见证都是有问题的。师母
So I will ask Susan to finish this part of the testimony.
他说你有时候在做假见证，我说没有啊，我的心是对的。
对啊，过了几天后他就打电话，我正在聚会，然后他打电话说，那个我要跟你商量一件事情，你的先生 Pastor 祷告呢被垂听了。
Okay, so later on, while I was in the meeting, so he called us, and then he called me, and then said, okay, you know, your husband, the pastor who prayed, and then his prayer has been answered.
他说其实我是被我老婆赶出来，剩下他要我回去了。
I was actually being, you know, kicked out by my wife, but now she asked me to move back.
他说现在我不想住了，那怎么办？你告诉我怎么办。
And then now I don't want to move in now. Like, tell me, you tell me what should I do?
那我在聚会的时候，我说我聚会完了，我回去祷告看，我才告诉你怎么办。
And then I said, okay, let me finish my meeting and I'll pray and I'll let you know.
一般就是说你交定金，你改变主意呢是不会退给你的。
So usually if you have paid the deposit and then you change your mind, usually we don't refund you for the deposit.
那我回去了，我就祷告了。
So I went back and I prayed.
我说主啊，这是第一，敢不敢过？
And I said, should I refund him or not?
这个圣灵感动是不能扣，就是不能扣。
So the Holy Spirit, you know, moved us. No, we shouldn't, you know, like take the deposit.
所以我就给他发了个信息，我说呢，按照法律呢，按照这个呢，就是说你定交定金呢，我是应该，就是你不住进来，就是不可以回去，就不可以那一个退回去的，不退回去的。
So I told him that, you know, according to the law and regulation, usually we do not refund you the deposit.
但是我说的呢，神既然听了祷告，让你回家了，我跟我先生都非常的高兴，所以呢就祝福你了，把钱退给你。
And then I told him that, but since God has answered your prayers, and we decided to refund you the money.
那他就非常的高兴了。
And he was very happy.
那他还没进来之前，他已经把那些家具丢到我那去了。
Before he moved in, he already got some furniture in our property.
大概一个月后才把家具搬走。
It takes him about a month for him to move his furniture away.
但是呢，我们做了这个动作之后呢，其实大概一周还是两周后呢，房子也租出去了。
So, but however, like after about 1 or 2 weeks after this incident, our property was also being rented out.
就是神就是很信实了。
So God is a faithful God.
对，按照我的想法，其实我还是。当时我说哎呀你给我那么多麻烦，我还把你定金给扣了，那个想说哎呀那主里面的我也是光啊。你是一边数另一边。那个我还是说要凭着信心，那神真是信实，神也是
这
亏待我们。
感谢主。哎呀。
所以呢这个当时这个弟兄呢，他让我祷告，这就是一个他用了他生儿女的权利。他提出来要祷告，这件事情非常重要。
So the fact he had been, you know, asking me to pray for him, he was actually exercising his right as a child of God.
所以我们弟兄姐妹有什么事情，第一个想要提出来祷告，要祷告。
So as a children of God, the thing is, you know, make your prayer request.
但我也愿意为他祷告，这个也是很重要。
And of course, I was willing to pray for him.
当时一看说这么多人，那我回去想想。
Do not say, oh, so many people. Let's, you know, let me go home and pray.
对，但是我也愿意祷告，要走出信心的这一步也很重要。
So I also need to step, you know, step forward with a step of faith, you know, to pray for him. Right?
感谢主。
Yeah, praise the Lord.
一开始他讲这个的事情，孙悟空想到说：“哦，神啊，我失去了一个房客，我找了好几个月才找到的。神啊，是房客丢掉了。”
So my wife is saying, "Oh, I lost a tenant."
我说
。Okay, so I said I lost a tenant. I spent a month to look for a tenant.
后来我就说：“哦，神啊，神啊，感谢你，赞美你。
”I said, "Yeah, Lord, thank you."
啊，刘牧呀，
神真的非常的谢谢。
我在电话跟他interview 的时候呢，讲了一半，我就说你是不是基督徒？哎，他就说你怎么知道的？我说我灵感受到，当时跟他讲，那灵里面感觉他是个基督徒。
So while I was on the phone with him, I asked him, "Are you a believer?" And he said, "Yes." And then he said, "How did you know?" And then I felt it in my spirit that he must be a believer.
所以呢，我们中间的弟兄啊，你是基督徒对吧？但是不要被老婆赶出来。
So, brothers, you are believers, right? Do not be kicked out by your wife.
其实我们到现在什么事情也不知道，我只知道就这么多。
So I didn't know anything, but that's all I knew.
但是呢，神就提醒我说，你要用神给你的权柄。
But God God reminded me to use, you know, my authority.
感谢主。好，我们来做一个祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
你在这里借着你的话语，借着我们的经历，你在提醒我们的权柄。
Once again, you reminded us of our authorities in your words, in our testimonies.
主，我们生儿女的权柄。
So, authority as children of God.
今天这个世界上多么需要。人要看到生儿女的权柄。
So how the world longs to see the authority of, you know, being a children of God.
要让被压制的得自由。
So that those who are oppressed will be set free.
被囚的得释放。
Those who are being in bondage will be set free.
有疾病的得医治。
Those who are sick will be healed.
那走向黑暗的要回到光明。
Those who are in darkness will be returning to light.
主啊，是的，我们再次的祷告，为弟兄姐妹祷告。
Yes, once again we pray with our brothers and sisters.
为我们自己祷告。
And we also pray for ourselves.
主啊，你把他的信心加给我们。
Lord, give us the faith.
主啊，让我们认得我们作为生儿女的权柄。
So that we can recognize as children of God.
在我们的家里面。
In our family.
在我们的工作的地方。
In our workplaces.
我们要拿起这个权柄来祷告。
We will use our authority to pray.
像以利亚一样。
Just like Elijah.
愿神迹奇事要随着我们。
May the signs and miracles follow us.
像早期的教会一样。
Just like the early church.
信主的人要天天的加给你的教会。
And the believers will be added on daily.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.